The Exceeding Greatness of the Revelations. In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, Volume 9, published in 1917, Vladimir M. Gelesnoff ardently wrote that Paul was transported to the dispensation of the fullness of the seasons, and beholds the heavens and earth gathered into one in Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 10. He sees the heavens and earth reconciled. He sees an election out of the human family given a place among the celestials. The mention of the heavens in the old scriptures made room for such unfolding, but the revelation itself was hidden in God, Ephesians 3 verse 9. Christ is head in the heavens as well as on the earth. This fact makes salvation universal, for salvation rests on headship. He is the Savior of all men, 2 Timothy 4 verse 10, because he is head of every man, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3. He is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5 verse 23, because he is its head, Ephesians 1 verse 22. He reconciles the thrones, principalities, and powers, Colossians 1 verse 20, because he is head of every principality and power, Colossians 2 verse 3. Well could Paul speak of the exceeding greatness of the revelations, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 7.